Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Live talk radio that you control, the only show on national radio that lets you call and talk about whatever is on your mind. 603-283-6160 is the call-in number. That's 603-283-6160. And I got to tell you, I didn't watch the inauguration, but from the pictures I've seen of it, one thing I did not see when I looked at it and I saw the memes and pictures of Bernie Sanders was a, quote, wealthy, incredibly well-educated, and privileged white man.
Showing
up for perhaps the most important ritual of the decade in a puffy jacket and huge mittens. I find it fascinating.
Is she saying he should have been wearing something else?
Yes.
She's saying he should have dressed up more since the woman had to.
I heard all of the words that she spoke before, and it just, none of that really made sense to me, was what she was saying.
Well, it's the word salad for sure.
Okay.
And none of what she really has to say makes sense, except the ritual part. I find it interesting that she's actually willing to refer to this as a ritual. Normally, that's a word reserved for religious connotations.
That's a good point. Yeah, it is definitely a ritual. I mean, she's absolutely right about that. And this is a religious connotation. I mean,
it is.
The state, as you have pointed out in many of your interviews during your sheriff's campaign, is an absolute religion. I mean, it has all the trappings of religion, except it's worse than your typical organized religion, because this one actually justifies violence, like, straight out.
Well, that's a lot of religions have done that in the past.
They have.
And they also carry it out every day.
Yeah.
They do, but at least the official words of the religion, like, you know, Jesus or Muhammad, you know, in many cases are very, very pro-peace. Whether the adherence to those religions, wasn't it Gandhi who said, you know, my least favorite thing about you Christians is the Christians or something like that, or Christianity is the Christians. There's some sort of, I'm paraphrasing that.
Sure.
The Bible's pretty violent, especially the Old Testament.
That's true.
Oh, I remember when someone sent me a Bible as part of my sheriff's campaign, which is one day I checked the mail and there was actually legitimately a Bible in it, which actually...
Was there a note that came along with it?
Nope, just a Bible.
Oh, okay.
Which actually gave me the idea of doing a Bible study.
That's right.
Which was fun for a while, and I'm going to pick that back up eventually, but I just have so many other things going on right now that's one of the least interesting things I'm doing. But anyway, just flip through a random page, and right there, one of the paragraphs, first thing I saw was something about 18,000 Assyrians smitten by God.
God,
I guess. So, yep, seems about right. Random page in the Bible, 18,000 dead people.
Yeah.
Let's go to the phones. We've got Dustin calling. Dustin, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, I was just trying to tell the presses to check with my cops and courts of my hometown, Salina, Kansas.
It's the crazy guy.
For my Tea Party laws of land efforts.
Tell me about this.
I'm lost already.
And laws of land, Tea Party. Ian thinks
I was
the
just
Tea
making
Party
tea.
Is over, but the Tea Party is asking for new laws of land.
What?
From 10 years ago. And,
the Tea Party
isn't
asking for anything.
Already.
Dustin, the Tea Party isn't asking for anything. They haven't had a meeting in like most of a decade.
They came out to public, coast to coast, asking for new laws of land.
Oh, he's a coast to coast listener.
Is that show kind of like kooky?
Yeah, it's a kooky overnight show. That's where they talk about all kinds of wacky stuff.
Like Bigfoot and ghost sightings.
Well,
and
I mean, I don't know how much of it's actually true,
sure.
But you know, that's the kind of
kooky,
show.
Whether it's true or not.
Yeah, it's the kind of
show. I like that show.
So, Dustin, what are these laws of the land that you're talking about?
He has no idea.
Well, I've got 12 laws of the land.
Let's look at one.
Ten commandments. Do not do list of criminal court charges, and then corruption monitoring for all.
Okay. I don't know if there's any way to actually make sense of what you're saying, Dustin. I mean, I'm sure you're a very nice young man who wants to try to accomplish a thing. It's just that, unfortunately, without the ability to communicate, you're not going to ever get anywhere.
Dustin, thank you so much for the call.
I'm very sorry.
People can, I guess, Google that if they want to. But I don't.
Google what?
I mean, the guy walls at the land, I guess.
It's meaningless.
I don't know. Maybe there's a webpage at teaparty.com that describes it.
I don't know. What's at
teaparty.com? The 12 laws of the land.
That could be a porn site, Arya. I don't know. What's at teaparty.com? Look out. Beware. I don't know what you're going to see when you go there.
I don't know. They may have something there. I'm trying to give him the benefit of the doubt here. But, that was strange.
It's hard. I mean, like, it's got to be difficult to have whatever issues it is that Dustin has.
Sure.
Because he believes whatever it is he believes and wants to communicate it, but he just can't. I mean, we've tried our best to try to understand what he's trying to say here, and it's like, it ain't happening.
I'm definitely not going to talk to your local cops. I try to avoid talking to cops.
Yeah, if you speak to the cops, it'll usually make things worse.
So getting back into this story about the racist mittens, the author says, I mean, in no way to overstate the parallels. Senator Sanders is no white supremacist insurrectionist, but he manifests privilege, white privilege, male privilege, and class privilege in ways that my students could see and feel. When you see privilege, you know it, I had told them weeks before. Yet when they saw Bernie Sanders manifesting privilege, when seemingly no one else did, I struggled to explain the disparity. I am beyond puzzled as to why so many are loving the images of Bernie and his gloves. Sweet, yes, the gloves, knit by an educator. So Bernie. Not so sweet, the blindness I see of so many, Bernie included, to the privileges Bernie represents. I don't know many poor or working class or female or struggling to be taken seriously people who would show up at the inauguration of our 46th president.
You weren't invited.
How many poor people would have shown up dressed to the nines anyway if they're poor? What is that supposed to mean?
They weren't invited to the inauguration. It was a closed event, right?
Yeah.
Like, you had to be a special person to get it. It wasn't like you could just be a thronging mass of people coming to this thing. They didn't want anyone there. By the way, teaparty.com is apparently a band out of Toronto.
Okay.
I checked it out.
Okay. Yeah. I'm glad it wasn't porn,
no.
I guess.
I'm that would have been teabagging.com.
Ah.
Yeah.
I'll check that out later.
Kidding. I don't know what that is either.
Wouldn't the working class people show up to the inauguration in working class clothes?
I think most people would wear their best to an event like that if they actually cared about it, which I don't think you should. I think it's a, you know, terrifying occasion of coronating, you know, the next king. So I would say stay far, far away from it. But most people take special events like that very seriously, and even a poor person would probably wear their Sunday best or better.
Right, but it's still going to be working class clothes. I mean, they're going to show up like they're, you know, prepared to walk down the red carpet or whatever.
They're not going to be wearing Armani or whatever other fancy clothing there might be. I have no idea what designs.
Didn't he get cheated out of winning what Biden won anyway, like the nomination to the Democrats?
He for sure got cheated in 2016.
You mean Bernie?
Yeah.
He's salty.
I'm sure he is.
He looks very salty.
And he wanted to be the Democratic presidential candidate this year, and he lost again.
I think he's older than Biden, right?
I don't know. Biden's pretty old. That's a good question. They're probably both pretty similar in age, but I know I read something about Biden, like, passing Bernie over for any kind of appointments, too.
Ooh.
I was having a phase last year where I was thinking Bernie should have been president.
Between the two of them, I don't really have much of a preference. Bernie is not, I would prefer Biden, I think.
Really, I was just thinking because Bernie at least says he's anti-war, but.
He is, but Vermont has a lot of contracts with Lockheed Martin, so he's constantly increasing defense spending to bring that money into the state of Vermont.
Mm-hmm.
So he claims to be anti-war, but he's doing everything he can to profit from war.
Well, politicians are liars, so.
Yes, they are. And as far as picking between Biden and Bernie, I mean, that is just a terrible choice. But if you had a gun to my head, I'd probably go with Bernie. At least he's honest with you about being a socialist. Like, he's not going to pretend as though he's anything else. And Biden, on the other hand, is a total corporatist scumbag. I mean, I don't know, man. That's a tough call.
Well, Bernie claims to be a socialist, but I mean, he's not sharing his beach houses and his wealth with people.
Oh, sure.
And when he, you know, became a millionaire from writing his books or whatever, he said, it's easy. All you got to do, you just write a bestseller. Like, it's just the average person can just go out there and write a bestseller. So he's not sharing that money either.
No.
But that's how the socialism is. Socialism is for the poor, not for the rich. So speaking of New Hampshire, though, as we alluded to earlier, there was an event that happened here last Sunday, I believe it was. You want to tell us a bit real quick about that?
Yeah, I got arrested.
Someone got arrested again for saying
cops.
Absolutely incredible. We're going to talk more about that in just a moment. Or you can talk about whatever's on your mind. 603-283-6160.
There are lots of ways to listen to Free Talk Live. Our podcast has been around since podcasts began, and now the FTL feed is loaded with content besides our full show archives. Did you know that we make it easy for you to customize your podcast subscriptions? We have different feeds, one that includes only our full shows, one with just the Daily Digest, and our main feed that includes everything. You decide what you listen to. It's quick and easy to customize your feeds at feeds.freetalklive.com. That's feeds.freetalklive.com.
Having taken her father's throne, Sarah Calhoun has fallen out with one of her best allies, and her brother Nathaniel heads into Imperial Philadelphia with a reckless plan. Her uncle Thomas, armed with new powers and new allies, aims to remove Sarah from her throne and from the world of the living. To survive and to gain the strength she needs to fight an impossible war, Sarah must unite the Mound Builder Kings to enact an ancient rite that will propel her beyond mortality. Servant Daughter by T.J. Butler is the newest entry in the Dragon Award-winning Witchy War series. From Bane Books at BaneBooks.com.
Are you tired of governments murdering people around the world? Stop using their money. There is an alternative. Bitcoin is a stateless, free market, non-political currency. Bitcoin cannot be inflated or controlled by any government. By using their money, you are helping the state. Stop doing it. You have an incredible alternative available now. Learn it, use it, spread it. Get started with Bitcoin at Bitcoin.com. That's Bitcoin.com.
Divvy's been a pretty good investment for Free Talk Live. Their ad campaign started in September 2019, and from mid-March to mid-July, the values soared by 10 times. It's not too late. Divvy's new wallet hasn't even released yet, and other things are happening that I can't even say on the radio. If you want to invest and potentially do well, go to DivvyProject.org. I can tell you that FTL is deepening its partnership with the guys from DivvyProject.org. Past performance is not an indication of future profit. DivvyProject.org. D-I-V-I Project.org.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Still not sure why you'd want to watch, but our video feed is streaming nightly for free at cam.freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Live, talk radio that you control. 603 283
603-283-6160. Talk about whatever you want. 603-283-6160. With you tonight is Aria, Bonnie, and Ian. And AnyPay 2.0 is here, which makes crypto payments faster than ever if you're using the Edge Wallet, HandCashBitcoin.com, or Dash Wallets. If you are, your experience will be smooth, but some wallets aren't ready for the impressive new technology, and the wallet programmers need to hear from you, the wallet users. Visit anypayinc.com/upgrade to learn why some popular wallets are not compatible with AnyPay 2.0, and reach out to the wallet programmers and encourage them to help make payments perfect at anypayinc.com/upgrade, anypayinc.com/upgrade. AnyPay is always doing awesome and amazing and clever things, and I look forward to seeing more amazing things from them in the future. Well, let's go to the phones. We've got Scott the Bigot calling from Florida. Scott, you're on Free Talk Live.
Good evening, Ari and Ian. How are you?
Hey, good. What's on your mind?
Did you? I was wondering, before I begin my broadcast, did you hear me on Rush Limbaugh today?
I don't listen to Rush Limbaugh, nor do I really listen to any other shows. I'm way too busy for anything like that.
I don't listen to Rush Limbaugh.
I'm sure you are, but the reason why I'm calling is... Are you familiar with Stephen Cohen, the hedge fund manager, that he lost $700 million from this GameStop short? He was the owner of the Mets.
No, never heard of him. I don't pay attention to those people, but I'm glad to hear that hedge fund managers have been losing a bunch of money because of GameStop. That's great.
I'm so happy.
They're starting to make it back. One of them made $200 million today.
I know we don't agree on a lot, Ian, but at least we agree on that. I hate Wall Street. It's greedy. You know, they it's all right for Wall Street to swindle people on Main Street, but when Main Street strikes back and beats them at their own game, they cry foul. They're nothing but a bunch of hypocrites, greedy, evil hypocrites. But
well, it turned out that, pausing of the GameStop trading, which I guess is what you're talking about when they cried foul, it turned out not to have been Robin Hood's fault or any of the hedge fund managers putting pressure on Robin Hood or anything like that. It was one of these settling companies that Robin Hood uses to actually buy and sell these stocks, required that for the amount of volume that they were doing, Robin Hood have more assets to actually back up the risk they were taking on. They needed $3 billion. They only had $2 billion. So once they were able to raise the money to get up to $3 billion in essentially collateral, they were able to resume trading of GameStop.
Yeah, and I'm happy that these hedge fund managers lost billions. They should go broke. You know, this hits home for me because on September 15th, 2008, my parents and I were swindled out of $190,000 of common stock when Lehman Brothers went bankrupt. Do you remember when Lehman Brothers went bankrupt?
Vaguely.
Well, it was very traumatic for me, and, you know, my folks went to their graves never getting a dime back. And my father was a tough guy. He worked very hard for his money. And I remember when I got the call from my broker at Morgan Stanley, which, by the way, I don't do business with anymore. He said, Scott, look on the TV. Put on the TV. I said, why? What's wrong? He said, Lehman Brothers, as we speak, is going bankrupt. I says, what are you trying to say? He says, well, you know the $190,000 you had in common stock? I said, yes. He says, well, that's gone. You lost that. It's gone, and it was vaporized. 13 years later, fast forward, Ian and Aria, I never received a nickel back from Lehman Brothers or the SEC, and I never will. And what hurts me more is that my parents went to their graves being swindled by one disgraced Richard Fultz, CEO, who I blame. He destroyed the legendary 157-year-old investment bank, and you say, well, how? Because he was greedy and incompetent. And thousands of Lehman employees lost their jobs, and thousands of Lehman investors, such as myself. Luckily, we weren't wiped out, but I'm sure there were investors that were wiped out. And
if you put your hands, you put your money in other people's hands, you kind of get what you get, right?
Well,
this is why you had a bad brokerage firm. I can't imagine any of these brokers allowing someone to put $190,000 into just a single company.
Well,
that's one of the things they advise you. That's why they're so angry about this Robin Hood thing and this AMC and GameStop thing. They're like, oh, that's not trading. You can't put everything into one company. That's not proper investing.
Right. They get mad because people just place a bet on a company instead of buying, you know, a mutual fund or whatever, which has a bunch of different companies in it. And some of them did really, really well. I mean, I hope they sold at the 300 rather than holding for 1,000, because apparently GameStop is down to like 100 something now.
Wait, you said the hedge funds are making their money back. How are they making their money back?
I don't know. I didn't click the article because I wasn't super interested in it, but I know at least one of them, because the stock is going down now, and they had to buy it or something in order to pay off their debts, and so now they can resell it or sell it and rebuy it. I have no idea.
Yeah,
and I just know that, you know, I saw the news of one of these hedge funds making $200 million off it. I think it's probably
AMC.
I'd like
your listeners, Ian, if they can, I'd like your listeners that are listening to me, buy up as much physical silver as you possibly can, and you may say why. Because if you buy up a lot of physical silver, you will put companies like J.P. Morgan Chase, if not out of business, you will damage their profit and margin line, because their CEO, Jamie Dimon, has been deliberately manipulating precious metals. That's why gold and silver, gold in an area should be $10,000 an ounce, and I'm serious. Gold, silver should at least be $200 an ounce, but Dimon has been playing games and deliberately keeping the price down.
Well,
and
I want to know where these people are going to strike next.
When I was swindled.
Scott, thank you so much for the call.
I want to know where these people are going to strike next, the folks from Wall Street Bets, because there was a talk about AMC Theaters, but that never materialized.
It didn't.
That actually has gone down from when we picked it up, or I picked a few of them up last week. That's gone
I never
down.
Finished verifying, so.
And then people have been talking about buy silver. It did go up like a dollar yesterday, but I don't know if it's done anything today.
I mean, generally, it's a bad idea to buy when things are up. You want to buy it when they're down. But, I mean, it's always a risk, right?
Mm-hmm.
Maybe it's going to go up more. Maybe it's going to go down tomorrow. No one ever knows.
Yeah, you don't know.
Scott, thank you for making a call tonight and having a discussion with us without saying anything racist. That was refreshing. I appreciated that. You're welcome to call back and have an actual discussion with us anytime. So, gold, I'm not sure what gold is doing. I know silver's up. Bitcoin is up.
It's up a bit. I mean, it's not like there's not like some crazy rise in the price of silver. And I don't know if that's what they're trying to do. Maybe they want to do it slow over time. I don't have my ear to the ground on this. If anybody out there listening knows what's going on with Wall Street Bets, you know, clue us in.
I don't think we're going to see anything else from them.
You think this is a one-hit wonder?
It's hard to make lightning strike twice, man.
That's true.
They have to unite on this, and they have to all agree again to hold. And clearly, not everyone held because the price started going down and people panicked. So will they be able to do this again?
It seems impossible because now they're being so, like, watched.
That's also true.
Yeah, so the hedge funds are keeping a close eye, and the stock exchanges as well. The New York, the NASDAQ, they've got people actually watching. They've probably assigned a whole team of those guys that you see in the room shouting at each other on all the movies. There's probably like a few of them over in a side room somewhere just like constantly looking at social media.
Satoshi Street Bets attempted to do the same thing with Dogecoin recently, and they actually
did shoot up.
They got it up to 7 cents.
Yeah. Gosh, down to like what, 2 or 3?
It's like 3.5 or something. I don't know. I always like Dogecoin. It's not the best or strongest cryptocurrency out there, but it's got long-lasting value, and it's humorous. It's fun. It's not deathly serious like Bitcoin or Monero or something like that. So Dogecoin, I suspect it's going to be around for a while. I don't think it's going to hit 7 cents again, though. 603-283-6160.
On Free Talk Live, we're bringing people to the ideas of liberty every day. From wrestling superstars like Glenn Jacobs.
You guys really are having an impact, I believe. Like I said, a lot of where I am now is due to listening to Free Talk Live. You changed my mind on some very important issues years ago.
To random people tuning in on the radio.
I was kind of stuck in the left-right paradigm. I heard your show by chance on a Saturday night. From there, I went on, joined the Free State Project, and become an amplifier. So, I mean, that's really the reason why I amp is because I know that if it wasn't for you guys being on as many stations as you are, I never would have found the ideas of liberty.
Your amp will directly change more lives by getting Free Talk Live in front of people looking for talk radio online and on the air. When you amp Free Talk Live, you get perks like access to the Amp Only Facebook group and Amp Podcast. Visit amp.freetalklive.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden signing 3 executive orders regarding immigration on Tuesday. Before signing them, the president addresses all the executive orders he's been signing.
I want to make it clear There's a lot of talk, with good reason, about the number of executive orders that I have signed. I'm not making new law. I'm eliminating bad policy. What I'm doing is taking on the issues that 99% of them, that the president, the last president of the United States, issued executive orders I thought were very counterproductive to our security, counterproductive to who we are as a country, particularly in the area of immigration.
Pfizer is planning to deliver 200 million doses of the coronavirus vaccine by May. That's 2 months earlier than first estimated. This is USA Radio News. The FBI is mourning the loss of two of their own.
The FBI is reporting two of their agents were killed Tuesday morning and three others were wounded while trying to serve a search warrant in a child pornography case. It happened at 6 a.m. Eastern at a barricaded home in Sunrise, Florida, about 10 miles west of Fort Lauderdale. Two of the wounded agents were transported to the hospital and are in stable condition. No details of suspects or names of the fallen officers was given at this time. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
More details are being released after a shooting that left six people dead, including five children, at a house in Muskogee, Oklahoma. Police say a suspect who lived in the home is now in custody.
It was not random, obviously, because they all did live in this home together, but as far as what all of those relationships look like, we just don't know that yet.
Police officer Lynn Hamlin identifying the suspect as 25-year-old Jaron Pridgen. Officers say he was trying to flee the home when they arrived. USA Radio News.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
Talk radio that you control. 603-283-6160 is the call-in line. And with you tonight, it's Aria,
Bonnie,
and Ian.
And we've been talking about Mittensgate, this upset teacher from San Francisco, because where else could she possibly be from, saying this insane stuff, who was upset that Bernie Sanders just showed his privilege for the whole world to see by wearing a coat and mittens in January.
Yeah, it was pretty cold out there.
The article itself was amazing, but we've since moved on to that, and there was an event here Sunday. Were you at it?
We both actually were.
Okay.
Bonnie and I were there.
So how did this all happen? Or what was the event?
The event was yet another event of a protest sort at the governor of New Hampshire, the King God Sununu's house, because that's where he does business now. They've closed down the state house, so if you want to actually find government workers, you know, or in this case politicians, at quote-unquote work, you have to go to their home. And by the way, I support protesting outside of bureaucrats' homes any old time.
Oh, I do too. They do stuff that interferes with your home life all the time.
Yes, they do. So, and you know, as far as I'm concerned, he's the governor 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. He doesn't just get to be the governor 8 hours a day or whatever. He's always the governor.
Yeah, because just like the state is always there and his rules are always there.
Correct.
If he's only the governor 8 hours a day, then his rules only apply 8 hours a day.
And we paid for his house.
Well, I mean, it is... I mean, by some level, his house has been paid for by taxpayers because he certainly has worked for the government for some amount of time. But it's not a government-owned house in New Hampshire.
If it's Nancy Pelosi, she's never had a job that wasn't government. We own her house.
I get what you're saying there, but as far as Chris Sununu is concerned, he did have some sort of private thing that he did. From what I understand, his family owns. It has been a political family, no doubt. Like, his dad was also a governor at some point, I think. But, you know, they do own a mountain and, like, a ski lodge or something like that. So,
speaking of privilege.
Oh, he's a very wealthy man, and according to Footloose, who was the guy that was arrested at the protest on Sunday, there, and I've not looked at these allegations, but I've heard them multiple times, that apparently Chris Sununu got into some sort of a business deal with a guy from Segway, forgetting his name right now, but the guy that owns the Segway company, the designer of that, that they cut some sort of deal for the masks or PPE, personal protective equipment. So Sununu is supposedly making bank off of all the mask sales.
I wouldn't be at all surprised.
Yeah.
I mean, he's demonstrated such tendencies in the past by exploiting relationships and connections he has to benefit himself, like with the...
Like any politician.
I think it's Newsfield is the town that he's in.
Newfields.
Mm-hmm. And how there's town council passed a law prohibiting picketing outside of any residential home.
That's correct. And that was the law that was specifically being disobeyed in this particular protest. So they never defined in the ordinance what quote-unquote picketing means. So obviously it's up to the police to decide. And the 30...
Because that's never ended badly.
Yeah, and then at the end of December, there was a protest that happened outside of his house. A candlelight vigil, actually, which is different than your typical protest. It's quiet. Right, candlelight vigils don't involve shouting or chanting or anything like that. And so the candlelight vigilists were targeted by a large number of police. At least 20-plus cops were on the scene there, and they ticketed the 9 protesters that showed up. Also arrested Skyler, who we interviewed a few weeks ago here on Free Talk Live. So we covered that in some detail. And now apparently there were 2 other small protests that happened in the month of January. The police did nothing about those events out in front of Sununu's house. And so 18 people showed up in front of his house on Sunday. And
before we get further into it, let's take this call. We've got Mark calling. Mark, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hello? Are you with
us? Hey, Bonnie, Aria, and Ian. Mark Watson, how are you?
Hey, Mark.
Hello.
What's on your mind tonight?
There appears to be a
lot of delay. I just wanted to say I heard Mark. What's that?
Yep, there does appear to be a lot of delay here. Just go ahead with your question, and we'll try to address it.
No problem. I was just calling because a couple of things. One of the good things that happened out of the Free State Project, I have to admit, is the fact that I'm talking to you right now. When I was got involved, I was listening to Free Talk Live, and it was like, okay, I want to find out more about it. I didn't actually make the step to move, but here I am now running an affiliate of your station on Studio 8424 LRN on Float, FLOTE.app. And I'll be going to Float Fest. It's floatfest.com, March 8th through 11.
And what is that?
Anyone right now can get on their smart TV.
I don't have a smart TV.
It is an event that's going to be like a camping event.
Okay. And where is that?
Well, so many people do have smart TVs right now.
This
so
conversation is making
here
me cross-eyed.
You have a camping trip for people who are... I apologize. There's a little bit of a delay on the feed. I apologize for that. I'm not quite sure where that comes from. But I just wanted to say the station is available over Bluetooth car stereos and smart televisions just by going to Float, FLOTE.app.
Where is this Float Festival?
Anyone who wants to come to Float Fest can go to... It's going to be in Texas. I want to say near Austin, but I think it's outside of Austin quite a ways. But all the information is available on floatfest.com. But I just wanted to say that being a affiliate of Free Talk Live and Liberty Radio Network has taught me a lot over the years, and becoming an affiliate and doing this this craft of actually floatcasting and becoming my own radio station has really been quite an event for me, and I'm kind of proud of it. And I think it's really cool to be able to deliver Liberty Radio Network and Free Talk Live over float. And so being able to really accomplish all that, maybe I'm not actually in New Hampshire, but I think it's a good outcome.
Okay, I would agree, and I certainly appreciate it. Thank you, Mark, so much for the call. I hate that we had so much lag there. It was like a full 4 seconds there. It made it very hard to actually, you know, participate in a discussion with you. But thank you for the call, and of course, we're glad that our content is now on float, thanks to Studio 8424C. And, oh, thanks for that. And we're glad you're enjoying it as well. So speaking of New Hampshire, you had 18 people there this Sunday? Were there cops already waiting for you when you got there?
Yes. There were probably at least a dozen cops, maybe 15 of them, that were scattered about Sununu's property, all of them wearing masks or balaclavas. It was cold out. And they...
So they knew you were coming.
Oh, they definitely knew we were coming. They were standing around. I mean, this wasn't planned in secret or anything like
sure.
that. They were definitely standing all over the place and observing what we were doing, which was, you know, holding signs, and some people said a few things,
You had signs, so you were picketing.
Well, I mean, I don't know what the definition of picketing is, so I'm not going to say that I was picketing, but I was definitely expressing myself through signage, you know, whatever you want to call that. I don't know what the legal term is for it, but it seems to me like it's freedom of speech, so I'm not sure how, you know, I don't know what they're outlawing when they say picketing isn't allowed, but I don't think that they can make freedom of speech illegal, and writing on a sign is long, you know, protected free speech. So, you know, we're standing there. There's some things that were sort of thrown out verbally towards the house of Chris Sununu. We don't know if he was home. He tends to not be home during these things.
Now, were you walking past the house, or were you hanging out in front of it? Like,
we were out in front of, we were out in front of, there's like a little cul-de-sac, and it's a circle, and then inside the circle, there's a park. We were all in that park, basically.
Because I know last time the cops were like, no, you have to keep moving, and you can't walk past the same house twice, but they didn't try any of that nonsense.
No, they didn't try that crap with us.
Okay.
But they did try some crap. And,
of course they did.
And so what happened was we were singing COVID carols that our Captain Kickass wrote last month. And I'll tell you what happened in the midst of singing the COVID carols.
So you were caroling. You were serenading him with Festivus music.
Fun music. Yes, absolutely.
And the cops were not happy about it.
They don't have a good sense of humor.
More about this and more of other events happening in New Hampshire. But you can call in, change the subject, talk about whatever you want. 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. It's Free Talk Live.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wraps should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Telegram, you can follow our channel there and discuss show prep with other listeners at telegram.freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Live, talk radio that you control. 603-283-6160. Call in and talk about whatever you want. With you tonight, it's Aria,
Bonnie,
and Ian.
And Ian is regaling us with a story that happened Sunday here in New Hampshire, where you visited, along with 17 other people, the governor's house in Newfields, where there were police waiting for you.
Oh, yes.
All you guys attempted to, or you, and girls, and other whatever, all you tried to do was sing some songs.
There was some, I would say, sign-holding going on as well. But song did occur. The Shire Choir did have three songs that were performed out in front of Sununu's house. And
no, we did like five, but...
No, we only did three.
Oh.
Yeah. They're lengthy.
Did you get all the way through them?
We did.
Okay.
Through all. And it looked pretty bad in the second song. So the first song went completely, you know, fine. And then there was the second song that we were singing. Again, these are COVID carols. If you would like to download the lyrics, you can do that over at covid.freekeen.com. And that'll take you to the COVID carol song sheets that you can download. So if you want to try this at home, you can. You can go on your own COVID caroling if you would like. But during the second song, it was, like, pretty tense because five more state police cruisers rolled up. So there were already, in his driveway, there were at least five cruisers. And then across the street, there were at least another three. So there were probably a minimum of eight cruisers. And I also am including the undercover cars that were there as well in his driveway. The black, obvious undercover vehicles.
That's because in New Hampshire, it's illegal for them to have unmarked vehicles, isn't it?
I've never heard that.
Okay.
I don't know if that's true.
Well, they get as close to not being visibly marked as they can.
In fact, I've been pulled over by an unmarked car. So, yeah, I'm certain that there are unmarked cars in New Hampshire. Anyway, so during the second song, things got pretty tense because five more state police cruisers rolled in and just started parking around the outside of this circle that we were in. And they all gathered as we're singing. We're still singing, you know, verse three or whatever the song. And these cops are sort of forming like a phalanx, this line of cops. And they started walking towards us while we were still singing. And they stopped. as though they, it looked as though they were going to do something, like, you know, my adrenaline was starting sure. to pump, like there's a lot of cops coming this way, and they didn't continue advancing. They stopped and kind of fell back to where they'd come from and just stood there. We went through another song at that point. We did a third song.
It's so curious how drastically different the cops' reaction was Sunday to when it was the first time you went in December. Or the first time people went in December. Or
there have been multiple times.
After the new legislation.
After the ban on picketing, you mean?
Yeah.
Yeah, very different. In fact, widely different, because apparently, you know, there were a couple of other visits that the protesters had in the month of January that I didn't know about or attend or whatever, that were also unmolested by the police. So in this case, they definitely looked like they wanted to molest us. They were coming at us. They had you could see the big rolls of zip ties that they had on their belts, right? So they were ready to go. They had
It did seem like they were ready to do something, because Frank was saying, like, oh, they're saying they're going to give us all a ticket, and they said that they were getting ready to hand out tickets, and I was getting kind of creeped out when I heard him say that they had zip ties, but when we started singing, it's like they stopped.
Yeah, I don't know if it was, I want to give credit to the singing, I mean, because that's what I want to believe is what stopped these guys. Either that, or they never had the intention to ticket us in the first place, and they thought they were just going to scare us off. You know, they thought maybe if they started marching toward us that we would leave. We didn't. We
right.
stood our ground and sang another song in full, and then decided, and, you know, we kind of looked at each other and was like, all right, well, it's cold and I want to go, and we've kind of done what we came here to do. Like, we made our appearance, we said some things, we held signs, we sang some songs. It's time to go. So we started packing up, and as I'm loading up my tripod into the car, Frank, who's the guy behind Absolute Defiance here in New Hampshire, Frank Footloose Staples, he started...
I was going to say, we all know him as Footloose. I didn't even know he had a real name.
Our listeners probably don't know him at all, but if you've been watching some of these videos, you know who he is. Anyway, he approached the police and was starting to, give them a raft of S, basically, you know, over not ticketing, because he was asking.
He said, give us what we came here for. We want tickets.
Yeah, well, I'm like, yeah, I don't want tickets. I'm not interested in a ticket. I don't want to.
I was like, I'm getting in
here.
The car.
That is absolute defiance.
Yeah.
For whatever it's worth.
And I appreciate him. You know, I think the reason he really wanted one was because he wasn't there the night that everybody had the crackdown happened. So he, for whatever reason, he wasn't able to make it. He doesn't have his own car, so he usually has to resort to taking a ride from somebody. So he couldn't get a ride, I don't think, that night. And so I think he was bummed because he didn't get one of the original 9 tickets that was issued.
Well, also because he said they're, unconstitutional and he could sue and cost them more money.
Oh, yeah. He wants to fight this ticket, obviously.
I would be disappointed if the founder of Absolute Defiance didn't.
Right. So he's up he's gotten close to the police, right? And I'm seeing this happen from as I'm packing up the car.
Did you get the camera back out?
So, yeah, I grab the camera. I'm like, all right, I'm going to go walk over. Bonnie stayed in the car to keep the car running and keep the keys just in case something happened to me and nobody. And nobody was also there with the two of us. We'd all carpooled out. So nobody and I walk up to this scene. And as we're arriving, they start putting him in handcuffs. And so I got video from both Frank's cell phone, because Frank was recording. Good for him, right? Like, he's good at this. He was recording the whole interaction with the police, in which the police chief, supposedly the police chief of Newfields, New Hampshire, threatens Frank with arrest for disorderly conduct. And Frank says, well, why? Why are you going to arrest me? If you keep talking loudly, the police chief says, or something to that effect. He basically says, if you speak too loudly, we're going to arrest you.
Okay.
So it wasn't that somebody complained about all the noise, because that was what they originally told us at one of the protests in December, was you guys have to stop making all this noise because a neighbor complained. They didn't say that in this case. They just said, we're going to arrest you for disorderly conduct for talking too loud. And so Frank's response is basically, well, I'm always talking loud. This is my normal tone of voice. Are you saying you're going to arrest me for, you know, my normal tone of voice? And, you know, I don't think he really ever got a straight answer out of him, except that they did intend to arrest him for using a loud voice. And so moments later, Frank looks at one of these other masked men, because one of them was in, a relatively tall guy, was in all plain clothes. He was still sort of wearing, the state official face mask, but otherwise he was in full plain clothes. And
they have official face masks?
They do now. Yep.
God, that's so depressing.
Yeah, it's got, the state logo on it. Yeah. And so the plainclothes guy,
one?
I don't know. The plainclothes guy, he, Frank was like, well, what's your name? You know, identify. And it is your right to know who these officers are in most
Aren't
places.
Aren't they legally required in New Hampshire to identify
They're
themselves?
Supposed to be.
Frank wanted him to identify himself because he was giggling. Like, he looked like he was laughing.
He did look like, you know, you couldn't tell for sure, right? But, like, the squintiness of his eyes suggested that maybe he had a smirk on his face or was laughing in some way at what the chief was telling Frank. The chief was telling him that he was going to arrest him for, you know, speaking too loudly. And so Frank turns to this guy. It's like, well, identify yourself. What, you know, who are you? Of course, he raises his voice a little bit as he's getting animated.
He's
right?
Footloose, yeah. I
mean, yeah, he gets animated about these things, and so they put him under arrest.
While asking this cop to identify himself.
Yeah.
Did the cop identify himself?
Not to Frank.
Okay.
But he did later in the same video. So Frank, and to give the police a little bit of credit, not that they deserve much, but, like, they did let him hand his phone off.
He did ask for a ticket as well.
And he did get a ticket. I did neglect to give that part of the story out. Just before they threatened him with the arrest, they did hand him one of the tickets. So he did get what he wanted.
It was nice of them to oblige that request.
Yeah.
It would have been funnier if they had just refused to do it.
No, he did get that. And then he got the arrest, so he'll be facing court for that. Presumably Class A misdemeanor, which could be up to a year in jail.
Oh, man, I hope not.
Yeah, for talking to a cop, for asking a cop to identify himself.
But you don't talk to cops.
Well, it's good advice, Bonnie. But, you know, he definitely wanted to have this conflict, and so they did give him what he was looking for. Now he's talking about filing federal lawsuits against these guys for deprivation of rights.
I hope that works out.
Yeah.
And I hope he's successful in suing the town of Newfields about this unconstitutional ordinance. And I hope to make some of these protests, man, but it's got to be warmer for me.
I was holding your sign.
That's true. Yeah, she had your opposed fascism sign.
Awesome.
Yeah,
it's universal. That's what I like about it.
But otherwise, it was a good group. We wrapped up, headed out after that. I think some folks went to the police station to make sure that they were there for when Frank got out. We had to come back to Keene because we had things to attend to here. But there were enough people out there that he had backup at Newfields, or not Newfields. It was the next town over. They took him there.
And he was just processed and immediately
released.
Yeah. Okay.
The court date.
Stupid to arrest him in the first place over something like that, but cops do what cops do. Where
and the
watch this video?
Yeah, the video's up at freekeene.com or the Freekeene YouTube channel.
Absolutely. Check those out. 603-283-6160 is the call-in number. You can talk about anything you want. In other news, one of my favorite music artists is effectively getting canceled. We're going to tell you about that here in a moment. 603-283-6160. It's Free Talk Live.
If you want to know the latest about Free Talk Live before we go on the air, all you need to decide is how you want it delivered. It's your choice. Visit news.freetalklive.com to receive our usually weekly news updates by email. Plus, we have a Twitter account at twitter.freetalklive.com, and you can follow us on the decentralized Mastodon platform at toot.freetalklive.com. So please follow us at toot.freetalklive.com and sign up for our emails at news.freetalklive.com.
Look, I'm sorry, but you're in for a world of pain if you use Coinomi. The reason is their wallet doesn't support payments. The solution is simple. Let them hear your voice. Message Coinomi on Twitter, it takes 5 seconds, and tell them AnyPay sent you, because they're on the fence right now, and your voice will prove that people care about using Bitcoin for payments. Go tweet at Coinomi now. Or even better, leave a review in the App Store. They really pay attention there.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.